Now, in other teretz, the Gemara says the chavili zmaris. Let him stand on top of straws, chavili pieces of branches. Let him stand on the branches of the zmaris of the vineyards. Rashi says agvuyim in oritz shloshet tvachim. Like if you set branches high 3 tvachim, and now you cause the elephant to stand up on top of these branches, which are 3 tvachim off the ground, that's all considered you're making hagbah here. Considered you caused the elephant now to be off the ground 3 tvachim. So kids, if you caused him to be up 3 tvachim, even though you're not holding him up there, but he's up there because of you, you set these 3 tvachim worth of branches, that now the elephant is standing on top of it, that's also what we call the kinyan hagbah. Yeah. Mishnah says right now, nechosim sheyesh lem achrayis, which is property, karka, nicknamed the kesev of a shtar of chazaka. Yesh to machlayis means you'll always get it back. It's something that's always around. It doesn't get lost. Property doesn't get lost. It's machlayis. So nicknamed, you could acquire property, the kesev, by paying money for it, or a shtar, writing a shtar of chazaka, making a chazaka, going down to work in the fields. Shem la machlayis, what about things that are not like property? That means metaltlin, things that move around, utensils. Is a nickname Melba Mashicha. There the kinyan is only with Mashicha, not with Kesef or with Shtar. Now the Mishnah says though, Nechosim Sheishlem Achrayis, nickname im Nechosim, but Nechosim Sheinlem Achrayis, is nickname im Nechosim Sheishlem Achrayis, and if you want to buy of somebody two things, you want to buy property of him, and you also want to buy, Kalim, you want to buy plates. So Locher is, when you buy the property with the kesef of shtar of chazaka, if you make a kinyan in the property, either with paying for it or writing a shtar of chazaka, if then automatically the kinyan agav, you also kinda the utensils also. That's called a kinyan agav. If the same person is selling you these two things, he's selling you karka and utensils, so when you make a kinyan in the karka, agav, because of the karka, you also automatically are kinda the utensils also. And another Chiddush the Mishnah says, "V'zoikin es anechosim sheyesh lo machrayis lishov aleihim." That even though usually we say the klal is on kark ein nishboim al kakois, you don't have to swear on karka. But if I'm asking you for kalim and for karka, like I say, I lent you 10 kalim and I also let you use my karka, and you disagree, so if you have to swear on the kalim, that's called zoikin. Once you have to swear to me about the utensils that there is a shvua, I can also make you swear about the property also. That's called zaykakin. Once you have to swear for me anyway, for the metaltlin, I could also make you swear what's nagay to the property also. Agrashi says, afagav yein nishpoim alakakoyis labadin, even though you don't swear on property by itself, yeah, kanaflam b'shvuas, but hecha detor no kelim kakoyis. When I say you owe me kelim and kakoyis, and you have to swear for me for the metaltlin, I could cause you to swear also for the kakois. That's called zaykakin, that the metaltlin make you swear for the kark also. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says like this. The kesev minolan. How do we know you could buy karka through money? Omachiski, omachro, the posuk says, sodois pa kesev yiknu. You could buy fields with money. For the Gemara, v'yema di kishtar, but maybe you need a shtar also. The Yechzir, because the Yemiyo, they said at the end of the Pasuk, it says, the Kosev Basef of the Chosum. You should write it down in the Sefer and sign it. So maybe you have to have a Shtar also. So Gemara says, Yechzir, if it would have said, Yiknu Lipsoif, if it would have said the word, Bakese, Sodes Bakese, Yiknu, and if it would have said the word Yiknu at the end of the Pasuk, after the Kosev Basef of the Chosum, the Yiknu, could have come with, then it would be like you're saying, that you have to have shtar and money, then you could be koina. But hashta the siv yiknu mi koro kesef koni. Now that it says right away the sodois by kesef yiknu, it says the word yiknu right after the word kesef. His mashma with kesef alone, you could buy karka. So you do not need shtar. Kesef alone is enough. That's how we know kesef is good. Now, and shtar raya biyamhu. That the pasuk says at the end, the cost of a faith of the chosum, you should write it down and have it signed. That's only a good etza. It's a good advice that you should have a proof that you bought it. But the actual kinyan could take place with money alone. Omar Rav says, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ela b'mokem shein kosvin es a shtar. Where the minig is not to write a shtar, The minig is just to pay money, then you could be credited with the money. But if the minig of this makam is whenever you buy property, you always write a shtar also, then lekona. Then lemaisi, you're not credited the property until you write a shtar also. The Rashi says, the chiva, the regilim b'ochi, since this is the minig to always write a shtar, loisomcha daitad lakeach adenoket shtara, that the one that buys it is not really same as us until he receives a shtar. And v'yikra daita liknois ala shtarhu. Therefore, since the minig is to write a shtar, that's your proof. We say your das is not to really buy it until you receive the shtar. Therefore, here money does not help. You have to have a shtar. But v'pirish, if he says clearly, either way, whether I want the kesef to help by itself or whether I want the shtar to help by itself, he could explain himself. Because really, the Mishnah says each one is a good kinyan by itself. And the Mara says ki ho de rav idi barava, like rav idi barava. Kizova, when he went to buy property, Omar, he said like this, Ibina v'kas bikni, if I want to, I'll buy it with money alone, paying you money. Ibina, if I want to b'shtar ikni, I'll only buy it, like have das to buy it, to buy it, if I receive a shtar. What does that mean to say? Ibina v'kas bikni, if I want to, I'll buy it with money. Di v'isu l'meheda l'metzisu, that if the owner wants to retract now and say, I don't want to sell to you anymore, so the buyer of Idi has the right to say nothing doing. Listen, because I made up before that if I want to, the kinyan could be with money alone. So I paid you the money. True, you didn't give me a shtar yet. But I'm speaking out now, b'shas, I gave you the money, it's up to me. If I want to, I can be credited with money alone. So why did he say that? That he wants to have the upper hand. That even if the moicher, the seller, wants to retract, now he can't retract. So why didn't he just say the money? Why did he also say, if he wants to be correct for shtar? Because he wanted to have the up in that vi bina b'shtar ikni. If I want to, though, I only want the kinyan to take place when I receive the shtar. Why? Vi bina l'meheder hadarnavei. Because if I want to retract, I still want to have the rights to retract. So therefore, we left the option up to himself whether he wants the kinyan to take place either with the money or with the shtar. And he has the upper hand both ways. Then the Mishnah says with shtar, you can be carrying a property with shtar. Minolon, how do we know? Elaine, if you want to say, Mishum, this is the Pasuk says, because of a site of the Chosim, they wrote it down and signed it, V'Aidin, and the Aidin signed, for the Gemara Nova, Amrit, you just said before, Shtar Raya B'Almahu. That was only for proof, but the actual kinyan was with the money. How do we know you could actually buy the property with the Shtar alone? Elamehok, rather from here, the Pasuk says, V'Ekach es Sefer HaMakna. You should take the Sefer HaMakna, Mashma, the Sefer the Shtar that you bought with. Omar Shmuel says, "L'shanuel b'shtar matona." There's only a shtar if I give you a present. It's the karka, so I can write you a shtar matona. But when I sell you my property, then the kinyan only takes place when he actually pays the money. Rashi, why the legoma moicher makna the kibul damin? Because the moicher, the seller, does not have real das to sell his property until he accepts the money. Now the afagav the kibul damin, even though he accepted the money, boy shtar still needs a shtar. El Hechad Eparish, only if it says clearly one alone is enough. But if he doesn't explain himself, then in Aspam, and this Mokim is a Mokim, it's right a Shtar, you need both money and Shtar. Master Ramnun, he asked the question, the Shtar Ketzad, where is there a case that you could be credited with the Shtar? So it says, Kost of Loyal Alanir, you wrote on a piece of paper, Oyel Acheros, an earthly Kli, Afal Pi Shem Bem Shemaprot, even though it's not worth a Shemapruta. Even though this piece of paper, the shtar, is not worth a penny. Still, you're right, though. Sodai mechur lecho. I want to sell my field to you. Sodai nesun lecho. I want to give over my field to you. Harezu mechur nesuna. It's called a good sale. It's called a good present. So you see, even by writing a shtar alone without money, you could sell property. So how could you say it's only with money? A shtar only helps for matana. How could Shmuel say a shtar only helps for matana and not for a sale? Here it says, still I can sell my property with shtar. So Gemara says, "Who might have loved whom a farak?" He asked the question and he answered it. "Bemoicha sadeyu mifnei rosa." Here we're talking about when you're selling a bird field. If you're selling a bird field, here we say for sure you have das to sell it. You just want to get rid of it already. So here, as soon as you write the shtar, here the shtar helps. But if it's a good field, that you're no rush to sell it, then we say the moicha, the one that's selling it, does not really have das to sell it with the shtar alone, but rather he wants to wait till he receives his money. Rav Ashi says the matono bikesh litnoloi. That really the case there was he wanted to give it for a present. It's no kasha and Shmuel. There the Mishnah is talking about he wanted to give it for a present. That's why Shtar helps. V'lo makosav le'losh necher. How come he wrote down in it, I want to sell it to you? K'dei liyafas is koichoi. Just to give him a better and upper hand over it. That's why he wrote it b'teras ha'mechira. But really, it was only going b'teras ha'matonah over there. And Rashi says, Rav Ashi yomahach ma'asisim v'naisim matonah mari. Really, there we're talking about when you're giving away a present. V'kulu chodi, it's one case. V'lav, and that's not oy, two separate cases. I'm writing like this. This field I'm selling to you and giving to you. Why did he say this for? Why did he say I'm selling it? If it really only means to give it for a present? So the answer is, Le'yapa says koichoi, to give you the upper hand. Shim yigveno baal choiv shel noisim emenu. That if a baal choiv from the first one comes and collects it away from you, yoshev elov, you'll be able to go back and get your money for it. Like a sale is always called bachrayis. If I sell you something, and then later my bachov comes and says that this property belongs to him, so loch will after to take it away from you, you bought up the achrayis that you have a right now to go back to the market and say, give me back my money. See, if you only received it from a matana knew it comes easy, it goes easy. You don't get anything back, there's no achrayis by a matana. So the reason why there he wanted to write in the shtar that I'm selling it to you, even though really all he wanted to do was just give it to him for a present, was to give him an upper hand. That Louis Sui, if it would happen that somebody would take away the fields, you would still be able to collect the money. But I call upon we old shtar alone is enough. Well, even according to Shmuel Rashlan, it's only because that was the meaning of the Mokum to use Kesef also. But about the shtar is a kingdom, you could buy Karka with shtar alone, if that's the meaning of Mokum. Uve Chazok, then the third thing is the Chazok, go to work on the field. Minolan, how do we know this? Oh, Machiski, Chiski, Zomachor, the Pesuk says, V'shavu v'yarechem asher tifastem. That go back to your cities that you grabbed. For my tifastem, how did you grab it? The yeshiva, just by sitting on it. So you see, sitting on property, that's called a kinyan. The very Yishmael Ton, the Pesuk says, V'yarashtom, v'yarashtem oisa, v'yashavtem bo. You should yash in Eretz Yisrael and sit in it. Bama yarashtem, how do you have Yerusha? How do we conquer Eretz Yisrael? The yeshiva. The fact you're living on it, the fact you're using the fields, that's called chazaka. With chazaka alone, you can be kind of the fields. Then the Mishnah says, "V'shem le'machrayis aniktim elav b'mashicha." But utensils, metalslim, that the king is mashicha. Minolan, how do we know this? There's still the pasuk says in Vayikra, "V'chisim kuru mimka liyam isechav." You sell something to your friend, oikono, you buy something miyadam isecha. So it says miyadam isecha from your friend's hand. So idashne means dovra aniktim miyad liyad. I mean, something that the kinyan is, miyad liyad, that's called Mashicha. Trashi, miyad liyad, dehainu Mashicha. Why is it called miyad liyad? You're dragging it with your hands. That's called miyad, dover, oikon, miyad amisecha. For the more of the question, though, the Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Yechna, Shitur is the Yom, that he always says, Teva, Torah, Moyes, Kainis. That midiraisa, money is a kinyan. Even by metaltlim, midiraisa, you kind of money. That's what we say, you have to make a Mashiach, it's only with the Rabbanim. Because we're afraid that maybe somebody will pay you for these things, and then you don't care about it, so you don't care if it burns down. You won't watch it, that it won't burn down. So with the Rabbanim, we say, even though I paid money for your wheat, Kozman, I do not receive the wheat, I do not make a Mashiach in it, it's not mine. But it's only with the Rabbanim that you have to make a Mashiach. So how do you know this? For Michael, Amen. So Mar says, true, Takan to the Rabbanim Katoni. Then what the Mishnah means, that you kind of metaltlam with Mashiach true, it's not saying it didn't deraisa, it's only saying that the kona midrabbonin. Midrabbonin now, the locher is that kesef is no good. Midrabbonin, you have to make a kinyan Mashiach. Even though midiraisa, kesef is kind even by metaltlam. Weiter. Then the Mishnah says, Nechosim shein lamachrais. That what if I sell you property and utensils and you make the kinyan in the property, so you automatically kind of the utensils also. Minon, immediately, how do I know this from? Chiski says, to Yom HaKro, the Pesuk says, V'yithen le'maviyim, the father gave them, Matonah's presence, im ore mitzuras, v'Yehuda, with fortified cities in Yehuda. So Mashma, with the cities, with the property, he also gave them the Matonah's utensils. Therefore, there's such a kinyan agav. But Iboyle, you have a question like this. Binan tziburin oiloi. That I'm selling you now, the utensils, does it have to be on this property? Tzibur means piled up. that the utensils have to be on this property. Or Lloyd, maybe no, the utensils could be someplace else, and the property is over there. Still, if I'm matin you, the karka, and you kernel the karka, you also kernel the utensils. So this is a shaila. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that chof lof omer aleph. The bottom gemara, again, the was nechosim she'en la machrayis. When you sell somebody property, karka, and metaltlim and utensils, so the kinyan of agav. So Mor says, we know, and immediately how do we know this? The pasuk says, "Vayitin lehem aviya matonis." The father gave them presents, means movable presents, utensils. Im orim mitzuras biyuda, with the fortified cities in Yehuda, mashma with the karka. So the fact that wherever it was made a kinyan in the karka, he is also koine. He also receives the metaltlim with it. So now the question was, iboylihu beinon siburim oiloi. After we said the utensils, you could acquire them with the karka, do they have to be on top of the karka or not? Sabura means on top. Like Rashi says, when you go to make the kinyan, either the kesef, the shtar, or the chazok in the karka, do we need that the metaltlim should be in this karka? Or else no, even though now it's not on the karka, still if the same person has das to give you both, if you make the kinyan of the karka, with that alone you also acquire the metaltlim. So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. Omer Rabbi Yosef says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Rabbi Kiva said, Karka kolshu chayebes bepeya. No matter, even if you own a very small amount of property, what grows on it, you chayeb bepeya. Peya means you have to leave over the end for the aniyim. If you're growing whatever, you're growing their wheat, so the little bit, the end part of the week, you have to leave over for the aniyim. Over bikurim, you also mechuyev to give bikurim from the peiros that grow from it. You have to give bikurim.